So I want to track through. We were asking all the faculty kind of what they're doing. You mentioned the two new approvals that came out in the last couple of weeks, niraparib, now PARP on the table for everybody, and then the bev/olaparib approval, which is really interesting, and I want to kind of get into. I really want to dissect that out in terms of what you're doing. But just to begin, it sounds like you're using some type of HRD measurement. I'm guessing the Myriad one, or what do you use?
Yeah, for all the trials, especially the ones that I've run, the trials have used the Myriad MyChoice. The predominant use of that is, using the 42 cutoff, but that was not used in the Velia trial. And I don't know if you saw, we presented last week that there was really no relationship between the cutoff and response to the triplet.
Yeah, that was at the SGO meeting. I was going to ask you about it. Let me ask you though, for a gynecologic oncologist in the community or medical oncologist community, do you think they should be ordering some type of HRD measurement?
Yeah, so that's, oh man, now you're trying to get into my politics. I'm actually quite upset about the FDA's decision. I'm going to try to make that known in public too. But we can talk about that. But I do think that,
I can see it in your answers. I already see it in your answers, right? I mean, when we asked we forgot to put in the poll, do you think you should order HRD? We just said, what do you do? And I see right in your survey that you're using it to make decisions. So you're not using PARP in people who are HRD proficient BRCA wild type, right?
Yeah, I have to admit, I know I'm out there, but I'm a purist here. And I go back to the biology. I think that the activity that we've seen with PARP in HR proficient patients is more linked to the poor performance of the test that's actually allocating HRD versus HRP than its actual activity. And I think that in those true HRP patients that we shouldn't be wasting our time with PARP inhibitors, we should be looking at something else. And certainly Bev is one of those options that's on the table. But I think the question you asked is whether or not we should be doing HRP testing or HRD testing. And I think that, now that it appears, for the community oncologist, now that it appears in the NCCN guidelines and they're using it to basically allocate treatment to either niraparib or olaparib, and now with the approval linked to it, that people that are interested in giving bevacizumab and olaparib, that they would want to have that data. And so it really gets down to, again, as I mentioned, you make that decision to give chemotherapy plus Bev right at the beginning. And so to be able to add the olaparib, you would want to have the HRD testing.